This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
What a glorious day. I'm living my best life. I'm living my gayest life. You're listening to the only Drag Race recap podcast on the whole internet. Can't wait for someone else to do it, but not today. Oh, thank you for listening. We have two incredible people here. They're queer. They're here. They've gotten used to each other because they have a dark, delicious history as roommates. Keep it going.
Delicious.
Live deliciously.
Interesting choice of words. Okay.
Thorgy Thor and Oscar Montoya.
Hi. Holla at me. I know you know me. Holla at me. I know you
Gross.
Know me.
Gross. How are
Wait,
you?
Oscar, you're queer? He said you were queer.
You're queer?
You never told me you were.
Yeah, Thorgy, by the way, we got a lot of catch up. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, we haven't talked in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of
Oscar's a little gay.
just a little bit, though.
If you couldn't tell by the fashion statement Coke bottles on his stupid face, he's a little queer.
I know. Your glasses are getting stranger as the years progress.
It's like every time I level up in my gayness, I just get new pairs of glasses. You know what I mean?
Bigger and bigger, thicker. Listen. And, you know.
Yeah, I love. Well, like, since the listeners don't know, and I have heard some fun stories, y'all fucking were roommates in college. Can you illuminate us?
Yeah. Well, we lived together in one apartment, then we moved apartments again, and that was a whole other story.
How long did we live together?
3 years?
Mm-hmm. Longer than that.
Really?
Longer than that, because we lived in Bushwick for a year.
Two years. Oh, yes.
And then we lived another 2 years in Greenpoint. So four years
together.
Wow. What?
And this was like 2004, 5, 6?
Ooh,
six?
Girl. No, this was late 2008, 9.
Okay.
8, 9.
Yeah.
10,
yeah.
11, 12. I don't know.
Love
it. Into the past. We had a ball.
It was great. It was so fun. So yeah, Thorgy and I knew each other in college. I knew Thorgy back in the day. Back when Thorgy Thor was Miss Mole.
Miss Mole.
Miss Mole was the first drag name.
When I first started doing drag, I was Miss Mole because I thought that was really cool. And my whole shtick was that I like took a giant thing of glue and like put it on my face like a big mole, and I would stick hair out of it, and I thought that was going to be like my thing.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know. Yeah, no, that lasted like a day, and then I was Shenanigans.
And that lasted for a minute.
I think I still should have kept just my drag name as Shenanigans, because everything I do is just like malarkey and Shenanigans.
I love Shenanigans. And but then, I love Thorgy Thor. Thorgy Thor makes sense, you know?
It's my real name, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
I'm like, I like it. It's closer to home that way. Mm-hmm.
It's but I remember Thorgy's first ever performance of drag.
Stop.
At our school, we went to Purchase in upstate New York, and there's a yearly drag event called Fall Ball.
Fall Ball.
Mm. And it was like a drag contest? Was it a contest?
Yeah, you get to like enter and then, yeah, it's like a, yeah, it's a contest. And then there's like judges and you get to be like the reigning queen of the next year. And the prize is that you get to like plan the theme and you're like the queen of the campus and stuff.
Oh, it was ridiculous. And it was that stupid. It goes to show how gay our school, was good.
It really was gay. It was gay.
You know? Gay.
And I loved it. And so... Miss Mole shows up and does, I think you did like a sort of like stand-up routine into Big Mama Thornton's hound dog.
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
And it killed. I mean, listen, when you see like a 6'4", a 6'7" in heels, drag clown show up and do Big Mama Thornton's Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, like you become obsessed immediately.
I bet. I
and that was the beginning of Miss Mole.
I was just a crazy person. I would love to like watch that because I remember doing it. But I told
is there
you,
any
like,
video footage of that?
I don't. Now you're making me think. I forgot that I did like this whole poetry thing to
you
begin
did.
With.
You did.
I like read poetry.
That was
before
it.
The lip sync,
and then went into what was I doing? What was I thinking? Anyway,
girl, you won. I mean, you won,
and I won.
I love that shit. I miss that. Age in my 20s where I just did not judge my creative ideas. I was just like, that's perfect.
Exactly. Well worth it. I did some crazy stuff. I did this whole number about Nicole Richie.
Yes.
I was obsessed with Nicole Richie.
You did
the
so
Simple
many...
Life moment?
No, I didn't even watch The Simple Life. I think I was just obsessed that she was always on the cover with like Lindsay Lohan and they were just both starving themselves at the time,
oh,
I think.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like the coolest thing. Remember, it was like that's all we cared about is how skinny these girls were at the club.
Obsessed.
And
obsessed.
I was like, who cares about how skinny these girls are? But I kind of love Nicole Richie's dress.
Oh my God. It's like watching Rachel and Monica pretend to eat food on an episode of Friends. There was a couple years there.
References. I never watched Friends. I do not like that show, and I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
Thorgy Thor's coming for Friends.
I don't care. I don't like Friends. Let's stop talking about it.
Wow, and that is the gag of this season.
I'm like passionate about it, because everyone's like, remember that episode at the Perk? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't
controversial. Like that show.
I know. Everyone hates me, and I'm like, I don't care.
The thing to, if you ever want to get on Thorgy Thor's good side, bring up the swan.
Oh, let's talk about the swan. I'm obsessed with the witch lady. The lady whose narrative was, I am a witch and all children call me a witch. Her.
Because that was a show that Thorgy and I were obsessed with.
Also, that's what I love most about living with Oscar. Because I would come home and Oscar would be like, all right, we're going to watch an episode. And we would do like reviews. Watching an episode of anything with Oscar was not like, let's sit down and just like friends, like watch a TV show. We have to pull out like a pad and paper. We have to write our favorite parts. We have to debate who should have won, rate our own. And we used to review albums and music. Like you're like intense. You are always very intense.
He is intense with that shit.
And I know you mean that in a good way, right?
In a great way.
You mean that in a, okay, good.
Oh,
but
not
the
me.
Swan,
not me.
Though, the swan.
You idiot.
The swan is great, and that's also pre-ass, because that's when they were like, great, we'll give you double D's and not touch your bottom half in any way. Okay, bye.
So now you're a walking refrigerator with legs.
We used to go nuts over the word veneers. Like Da Vinci veneers.
Da Vinci veneers. We used to use that veneers. All the time. I was all like, girl, you better get out of my way. Or I'm going to rip your Da Vinci veneers out. It made no sense, but we
like, what is that?
It. What are we talking about?
They're fucking crazy. And I remember the girls that get like eliminated or like they not, I don't know if they get disqualified,
they competed,
but they would get in trouble for like looking at reflective water surfaces.
Right.
Like, don't look at yourself.
God, it was like a whole pageant. Now you're bringing me back. Like all these women who went through like these huge life changes now had to compete who looks the best.
Yeah.
It's like, what fucking is going on?
So irresponsible.
Reality TV in the freaking 2000s were a hot mess. They were figuring it out, you know?
They
bring
were
back
horrible.
The swan.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Hashtag bring back the swan.
Yes, we're ready. Okay, we were fighting before this was on, and we have to cover this. This is some Drag Race Kiki's. We were fighting about who's Ross and who's Carson between
me and
Oscar, which is not important. What is important is that Santino Rice posted a very weird political cartoon that's like a fat, it's like a very large person whose body is like now shaped into a couch and like they're eating McDonald's. And the caption was, you don't need a vaccine, you need to eat better. And the whole gay internet is dragging him down Boots Good. Mansions.
That is Good. Totally like a what moment? Like, wait, what?
Maybe he just wanted to be talked about. Maybe that's it.
Maybe
it's being on that show. I know a lot of mentally unstable people who have come out of RuPaul's Drag Race. And
you do!
The
tea, girl.
Oh, my God. And then remember the, well, I never forget this. Because actually, I was talking to Bob because we reviewed one of the UK episodes a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And we got this whole thing on how, remember on the episode where we did Street Meets on season 8?
Yes. Pianiitis.
Acid Betty. And what's his name? Lucian?
Piani.
Oh, girl.
Thank you.
We're talking about Piani syndrome. Lost it.
And then he came out and settled this. He lost his mind. But Bob called him out that day when he was like, you don't understand what I'm saying. And Bob was like, yeah, I don't. What the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, Bob, just shush. Let's just move forward. And he was like, no, this man doesn't make any sense. And I want to say
it.
And I was like, just get through it. But he was right the whole time.
He was
that man
right.
Bob knew
in the first act of this Agatha Christie moment that that is the killer. Something's wrong.
Crazy, though.
Crazy. So you've seen UK and US. Can we talk about how UK is fucking on fire right now?
It is incredible. And I got to be honest, so I didn't watch season one all the way through when it was airing. And I kept putting it on my list to just sit down and shut up and watch all of it. So I actually watched all of it. And I was like, this is the best show.
It's incredible.
So much better than any season on the US. I like
why
this
do you
great.
Think? But why do you think that is? Because I'm trying to think, like, why is the UK just kicking US's ass right now? Like, I don't know.
They're just honest. Also, you guys watch it, right? You're watching?
Yes, I'm current.
Okay. And the season two, it's like I write down things all the time just to be like, I have to tell somebody this. Is RuPaul just looks like he's having a freaking blast.
Yeah.
Like with the girls, right? Like every time he's up there, he just like makes jokes where I'm like, I've never heard you be this like funny on US show. He's always very like, this is what we're doing. Like he literally jokes with the girls. Like there was one thing where like all the guys came out in their underwear and they had the challenge, are you wearing boxers, briefs, or commando?
Yes, BBC. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then they pulled down their underwear, and there was this one edit with RuPaul. I was like, where was this personality? And somebody was guessing and goes, how many points do I have? And Ru goes, I don't know. I'm like in a daze. I'm not even keeping track anymore. And you could just tell that like this was genuine. Like he was just like, I'm just staring at these men's penises.
Just all that bubble gum.
Anyway.
I agree. Well, I think it's on the US show. Ru is like the captain.
Yeah.
And here she's along for the ride. She's like, I don't know. I'll show up. I'll say some stuff. But where on the US, I wonder if it's even that weird Emmy pressure. That it's like, we're like now on this weird wave of winning the Emmy. Whereas UK, she's like, I show up and they cut me a big British check.
And I will say this. How about this? I'm going to go full circle and make a Friends reference.
Now you're going to make a Friends reference.
This is unprecedented.
I just thought of it. My
okay, I would love to hear your Friends ref.
Okay, here it is. So I don't know if this
let's,
is.
I bet. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know it. That's the
my
question.
My favorite on the UK season two was Veronica. Was it Veronica Green? Is that her name?
Veronica Green.
Miss
I don't
Veronica.
Know what it was about her. I just like wanted to be in a challenge with her because she made me laugh. I don't know. She was so awkward or whatever.
She's so sweet.
And then you guys watched the most recent episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I was like, really? Really?
Bye.
But let's get into how Veronica Green looks exactly like Jane Sibbett.
like Like, who?
I was like, Oscar, you better laugh at that bitch.
Who is?
Jane Sibbett played, oh, girl. I just remember her on, like, It Takes Two with, like, the Olsen twins. And,
Steve
Guttenberg.
The lesbian, lesbian ex-wife of Ross.
Yes. Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
What the hell?
Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
That's my friend's
reference. That's the reference?
That is the reference.
Oh my God. You silly, silly person. Oh my God.
That is so
funny. Do a side by side of that actress and Veronica Green in drag. And I'm like,
side by side.
Who's who?
That is very astute.
I'll be there for you.
Every time, and Jane Sibbett's ears are burning, and she's like, how did this pop culture moment happen?
She's like, her ears are burning. She's like, finally.
Finally, I'm relevant. She's a great actress.
No, she's great. You can't match her timbre. No one has that kind of...
She dealt with a lot of bullshit from being a lesbian on a show. This is like before Ellen came out.
Because she is not queer.
She's not, but she played a queer character, never really has been done on, I think, on daytime television before. And she was like, she got a lot of crap about it, I think.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's trying her fucking best. Let her fucking do the acting role, please. Leave her alone.
Listen, this episode is dedicated to Jane. Jane, we love you.
Jane, we love you.
Thorgy, okay, before we talk about the episode, can we also just really quickly say Dragnificent is really fun and wonderful?
Yes!
And I bought it on iTunes. And are we going to get to see more?
Listen, we spent like 9 months filming that show, and we had a blast.
Wow.
It was a lot of work. Like, RuPaul's Drag Race is hard to film because you're in a competition setting, but when you're a cast members and like, you're doing like wedding shows and you're dealing with like temperamental, like real people. Mm-hmm. And they really, it was a lot to film. And I saw the finished product. And then I talked to people. I'm like, did you guys watch Dragnificent? And like, no, I didn't get to it. I'm like, you need to watch my show.
It's a great show.
And TLC was going to pick us up for season 2 and then COVID hit. And they were like, we kind of have to put this on the back burner. So you know what? If you like the show, if anybody's listening, and I will continue to throw some good energy up in the air to TLC to redo the
really
contract
fun
for season 2.
It was just so positive and incredible. Thank you, and like the chemistry that y'all have together.
Y'all had a really
so
good chemistry.
Great. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, and it was nice to film a show and not worry about getting eliminated.
Right? I mean,
girl.
Again. Gross, indeed. Yeah. I thought they were all so fucking fun, and the way you guys create fun out of nowhere. There's like one really weird episode where they force you to raid someone's kitchen and make macaroni and cheese.
Oh yeah,
and it's just clear.
Me and BB. It's funny. We started filming, and I have never really worked with BB before, even on All Stars. She's just presents herself like this regal, untouchable mother, and I'm just like, what, girl? Relax. Uh-huh. And as soon as we got on set, I was like, BB, you're a freaking clown.
Yeah.
You are so funny. She is so game to clown all the time. Mm. And she goes, she was so happy to film the show because she goes, it's kind of showing everyone a different side because on Drag Race, I'm exactly what you just said, like the mother and the, she's always really together. And all we did when we were on camera together was laugh. The producers always put me and BB together.
And then Alexis,
we brought out.
I was
going to
say, you
best.
Bring that out of her.
Yep.
You bring that out of her. And you see that. And the way that your relationship with BB, because you call her out. You call her out on that show. You're like, what the fuck did you just say?
What the hell was I talking about?
Oh.
And then, but she never
that?
Made any sense. She makes up words and she thinks they're all words.
She's fucking
But apparently, I think she's a pathological liar, which is my favorite thing about her.
Yeah.
Every time I'm bored, I'm just like, BB, what are you up to? And she's like, well, darling, let me tell you. And I'm like, this is all going to be lies, but it's fun. It's fun to talk
And she's
about.
Kind of, tell me if I'm wrong, but like she strikes me as one of those liars when you're like, you're lying. She's like, oh. Like she's almost like laughing and acknowledging it.
Yeah. Like she goes with it. Like you call me out, darling, mother. And I'm like, so... Is it good or I don't know?
Is it good or
but
bad?
Apparently she's like a descendant. She's a prince of Cameroon.
What the?
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
I'm used to having servants. I always thought it was an act, but I really think she's like Cameroon royalty. And she grew up with like, sir, I really, She convinced me.
I believe it. I don't.
I'm like, are you really a descendant? And her language barrier really, like, she doesn't get a lot of things. Like, really. I thought it was always an act. She's like, she'll turn around, she'll go, darling, what's a flash drive? And I'm like, she goes, a flash drive? Flash drive. And I'm like, you don't know what a flash drive is? But she really doesn't know. And I'm like, maybe I love you so much. Oh. But we did. We threw fries in each other's mouths on the Piggy Fries episode.
That was it. Piggy Fries.
All we do is laugh on that show. All it's we so do is fun. Just laugh for hours and hours.
Well, I hope they bring it back. It's so fun. Okay, should we talk about drag? And then if any embarrassing memories of Oscar come up, like, please bring it up and embarrass
me,
Oscar.
Why are you trying to drag me?
Because I hate you.
Of course, I hate you too. That's why we work together so well.
Yes. I just, please embarrass Oscar. Everywhere. Okay, what? We have to move on. But we did meet because I swore I was trying to hit on Oscar and it, like, didn't work.
He claims that to be true, but it's a pack of lies. It's lying.
Oscar is the most interesting person. He's always kind of like flirty all the time.
What?
But he's also really private and like aloof and over you at the same time. He's like a cat.
Truly. Truly. Fucking.
Yeah, like you're like, I was expecting this to happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect it to happen so soon.
Yeah. You're like a cat. You're like, you just like sit there and you're like charming, but then you're like vicious. And then I'm like, am I pissing him off? Like, I don't know.
It's very weird. And it's like, okay, hi, you're eating lasagna, cute. But then he pushes you off a table and you're like, whatever.
You just, or then we'll
make,
Garfield.
Then we'll make a date to like meet at the movies and you'll never show up. Do you remember that one?
Wait, no, I don't remember that. When did that happen?
This sounds like Oscar. This sounds like Oscar to me.
And I was texting, being like, I'm here. And you just straight up never wrote me back. And you're like, whoops, forgot.
Ugh. I'm like, wow. Sounds right.
I think I'm harboring a little too strong feelings about it. I'm like still hurt. I just had like, I was triggered.
What movie? I wonder what movie it was.
Probably I don't know. Also, it probably didn't happen.
It happened. No, it happened. Because I hosted.
It did.
He's that bitch for sure.
Oh my God.
When we did our drag show together and it was like start at midnight, he would always, and we host it together.
We host
it together. I'm like, call times 11. Great. And of course, everyone's there at 11. Oscar's hosting the show and doing a number in it, shows up at 11:55. And like, what's up?
Nothing. So you can't even like be mad, but you're mad and you don't get closure because you hate him more for not caring.
And then we'll get on stage and turn it like it nothing happened. You know what I mean?
Which is
like
Oscar,
so annoying.
Yo, I mean that show was a drag show. I was just embodying my drag persona and being late as fuck, like every drag queen is.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Santeria Chango, honey. Santeria Chango. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you are.
Santeria.
Oh, my God. Okay, I will just say, number one, there is a... So, like, Thorgy and I collaborated on a lot of Thorgy's projects. I mean, like, you've done some incredible shit that I was really lucky to be a part of.
Oh, my God. The hate.
That's exactly what I was going to say. YouTube that somewhere? Video still, and it's got like hundreds of thousands of views.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Everyone listening to the podcast, go on YouTube and just type.
Thorgy and Ozma took the night. Yeah. Took the night. Isn't that what the video's called?
I'm sure you'll find it 100%.
I
want to
see
Did
it.
Did I post it? I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
I don't know who posted, but it's online. So it's me in baby ass drag. I mean, barely. I barely put on any makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And we are turning it the fuck out.
Oh
that
my God.
So
I haven't seen this.
Anyway, it's fun.
It's pretty good.
Okay, great. Okay, let's talk about these horrors on this, I guess, national drag stage. So when we come back in on this episode, we have Tamisha's gone. Elliot's feeling excluded. It's so sad to see Tamisha go.
Candy's feeling really weird about it because she was expecting to be happy about eliminating Tamisha, but...
That.
Very that.
But it happened. I mean, Tamisha did her thing. We'll have her back on All Stars, I hope.
I hope so. You know what? I think her legacy lives on. I said this last week. Like, she made her mark on the Drag Race multiverse. Mm-hmm. And I think she went out really graciously and showing us the kind of drag Tamisha wanted to show on the yeah. show.
Well, yeah. And Thorgy, that reminds me, like, obviously you are on the most combustible season of Drag Race ever produced, All Stars 3.
Combustible.
Like, mm-hmm. to me, that was truly like, not in a bad way at all, in a fun and chaotic way. It's so chaotic. Yeah. Like, it's chaotic.
Oh, absolutely.
Will you go back when they're like, okay, sorry, that season was a little chaotic. Will you come back and do it? Will you do it?
Oh, like, if they asked me to come back again?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, of course I'll go back. Why, mm-hmm. I mean, why would I say no? But it really is like you put your heart and soul and lots right. of your finances into going there.
Right.
And then it's out of your, I just have a lot to talk about with like producing television shows. Like they cast me on season 8 as like a dud, as a throwaway. They thought I was going to go first or second. Mm. And I could tell, and I'm not going to tell who I talked to, mm-hmm. but it's somebody who used to work on season 8, and they ended up being somebody's assistant from Drag Race that we went on a tour together. Uh-huh. And I asked him, and I said, hey, I remember you behind the cameras, and he goes, ugh, I know exactly what you're going to ask me, and I've been dreading this for years. And I said, what? Oh, okay. And I said, listen, was I cast as like a dud? And he goes, you were. We actually thought you were going to go first or second. We were hoping
for it.
Like a filler queen. And I mm-hmm. said, really? And mm-hmm. he goes, when you showed up and you were so good at everything, mm-hmm. we all didn't know what to do. And you could tell, and you would literally just talk to us mm-hmm. behind the camera. Because mm-hmm. I don't keep my mouth shut. Mm-hmm. I went there and I was like, oh, I get it. You didn't think I know how to sew. So now that I did, you guys are all making faces. But I would also call the production all the time about what they would do. And like, oh, Derek's getting more time because you want to mm-hmm. keep her this episode. Her outfit mm-hmm. looks like shit. So now we have an extra half hour to finish our garments because Derek is flipping out. Got it. And they're like, what? What? And he told me. Also, I should probably shut my mouth now, right? Yeah. But then he told me, he was like, you were right all the time. All of production was actually really scared of you. We were terrified of you because you always knew what was going on. You always said it. You always were right. And you were like, you just said it. And I was like, well, be less obvious. You know?
But I think you've always been a very aware person.
That's what they were like. You just always were so like paying attention to everything, and none of the girls did. And I'm like, well, thank you, I guess. Mm-hmm. But just to circle back to the question when I go back, I mean, that I loved season 8. Season 8 was great. Even when mm-hmm. I lasted that long and I went home, I was like, I showed great stuff. I got to talk about. Every look mm-hmm. was cool. I showed personality. I was fun. I went home and couldn't have been more proud of myself.
Honestly, and here's what I'll say, and I'm not saying this because, you know, I've known you forever, but like you've left a huge legacy in the type of drag that you do.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of, I mean, let's talk about it. Utica Queen is Thorgy Thor Jr.
I know. Like, it's actually very funny. Yeah.
Like, how do you see a queen like
a
niche
that? You know what I mean? This like, archetype. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of Utica Queen, Thorgy?
Well, and Ross said it, right? They mentioned my name at the end. He goes, you know, this is like kind of like Evie Oddly, Thorgy Thor, some of my favorites. And I'm like, I'm proud to be in that bubble of like offbeat queens, but I never thought I was that weird until like everyone was like, no, you're like a weird person. I was like, I don't think so.
You're very loved. Yeah. You are iconic. I will say, okay, on season 8, when you are wearing your red carpet look, is that that episode is so good. And when you're wearing that like sequined pantsuit, that everyone was like, this is an amazing look.
Yeah. Which I made.
That moment for me, I was like, Drag Race is alive again. Cause all shade, I was like, uh-oh, season 7 is Drag Race over. And then I was like, Drag Race is fine. This moment is incredible.
When I was doing this.
That.
Yes.
And all the girls backstage got into my, they're like, can you make me one? Like all the girls wanted to put in orders to have me make like that thing. Even RuPaul was like, did you go through my closet? Because that look looked like, remember when Tyra Sanchez was in that challenge, and RuPaul did that whole acting challenge where she slapped everyone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, do you go through my closet when I slapped Tyra Sanchez? That's the outfit I wore. And I rewatched it. And I'm like, you really did wear like a bat wing. Like, yeah, it's exactly the same album. Like, oh, shit.
What? Also, I'll talk. I think Bitch Perfect is the best singular episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Thank you for that. And I
really do.
That.
I really do.
You killed it. You knocked it out the moment.
I mean, the whole episode top to bottom.
The whole episode was good. Yeah. Everyone was good. And then Bob. I like love Bob so much. Bob. They provide these looks for us sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like for that. Like all the girls had to wear these like really hideous schoolgirl outfits. Mm. And then Bob was like, Bob, he's so dark. And he's like, I can't stop laughing. And he showed, he's like, this is what they want me to wear. And it's like this hard front, blonde, curly wig. And he goes, all right, this is what I'm going to wear. And if you watch him bouncing around, like doing it.
It is funny.
And Bob just looks at me. He goes, I know what I look like. They gave me this to wear.
Yeah, this is the material I was given.
Bob is just so smart and just casual. Like, okay, you want me to wear this shit? I'm going to wear it.
So funny. But,
and Chi-Chi, of course, I miss Chi-Chi. And she's she was so incredible. Mm-hmm. So incredible. Right.
Really incredible. Is missed every day the drag empire. Should we talk about this reading challenge? Rue enters the workroom as a Parisian train attendant, we have our reading challenge.
Yeah.
Like a freaking Team Rocket villain in Pokemon, like straight up. It was wild, the look. I was like, okay, Rue, what?
This was a real quickly edited reading challenge.
Yeah.
It was. I got the vibe that not a lot of people killed it.
Mm. What they showed was pretty funny, but it was quick.
Gottmik was so funny.
Yeah.
So good.
Yes. And what did I told myself to go back and listen to it again because Candy Muses, I lost. And everyone lost it. And they also beeped her out.
Mm.
And I was like, I have to go back and listen to that. And then I forgot.
She was like, Utica, you're forgettable. You're boring. But please suffocate me with your big dick.
Like, yes.
She was like,
that's what
it was.
Is that what she said?
That's what it was. Yes.
Jesus. Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's not really a read. It's like a come on. It was like, okay.
Yeah. She was flirting with Utica.
Yeah, why not?
I did live for Rosé's candy. You've eaten tons of it. Mm. That's one of those that really works.
Yes.
Really
yes.
works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love it. This tight end joke. Love for that.
I would have
not
loved
what I heard.
To see.
Yeah, Gottmik was great.
I would have loved to see Tamisha do this and how awkward it would have come off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think she would have been good.
It would have been like, she was, she's a little like, I just could see her either being really mean or just not being funny at all.
I definitely see that. I definitely see her like,
it's just her personality.
Vicious. Yeah.
And vicious.
I think it would have been mean.
I kind of want to see it, though. Don't you want to see more fights? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's why when Tamisha was versus Candy and they were just fighting. And Tamisha was running at her. And Candy was like, leave me alone.
That's what we want. It's what we need.
Somebody's going to get hit. I was like, this is great. These are like the girl fights I like look on YouTube. I'm like, girl fights in the street.
Truly.
And then they're just ripping each other's hair out. I'm like, I kind of love it. There's something about fighting that's like, I want to watch.
Well, it's like, because the show now is so, like, the queens are now so aware of what their persona is on the show that they're like really reticent about fighting. Like, they're like, I'm going to be on my best behavior.
I'm going to say my catchphrase.
Exactly. With a catchphrase here. Exactly. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Which, by the way, let's say this is why I love UK so much. Because they're not conditioned as much as the U.S. When I see the girls, and I was on the show twice, I watch it, and sometimes it is hard for me to watch Drag Race because I'm not a fan. I'm one of them. I actually get triggered when they rock and skipping into the workroom, and I'm like, oh, God, oh.
Wait, is it
and then somebody
because...
goes, girl, you ain't got no more Doritos, honey. Boom. And I'm like, you're going to put that on a T-shirt, you know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's just a little stupid to me. And the U.K., they just seem to just... talk out of their asses. This is bollocks and this is bollocks. And
right.
And I'm like, it's less like formula. Anyway,
structured. It's less structured.
Yeah, maybe my comment's wrong, but that's just how I feel.
No, I get it, because now the whole
girl,
the
you
new
lived
game
through it.
Is,
what are you talking about? The you lived, you lived through that.
So watching like, the UK was actually refreshing, but I definitely had to watch it with subtitles. Because...
Oh, I love it. I love not knowing, and I love when they're like, "You're a regular Laurie Trimby," and you're like, "Yeah," mm-hmm, like, uh-huh, and everyone laughs. And you're like, "Totally, Laurie Trimby."
Yeah. Google.
Who is she? Who oh, she's is? A legend? Got it.
Got it.
This gay trans pug moment, very funny.
I mean, the standout moment.
Yeah, when Mick says, we have all these communities represented. Calling someone a pug is bold. That is a bold statement.
I love
and
it.
I love that
it.
Candy's
love
like, yeah, okay, I see
that. Yeah, I look like a pug, so.
Simone, great. I wanted her to
I
be meaner.
Simone.
Yeah, with her oh Tina God, Burner Simone. Joke. I mean, I wanted her to just be a little bit meaner, but it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Simone isn't like that. Simone is very classy.
What did she say? How much did you burn?
She was like, yeah, how much have
Tina?
You burned?
Tina have you burned?
Right. I just expected her to be like, based, you know, but maybe it was just too mean. But looking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
You apparently burnt down the city of Chicago.
Boom.
Dorian Corey reference and her murders. We live for that.
Yes.
I mean, wow.
And then props to like editing the show. They cut right to like Utica making that face where she looked like a serial killer.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you for that. You know, that was good.
And then they only give Elliot the blinky dinky do edit.
Of course, but were we surprised?
I guess
were
not. But
surprised?
I'm like, you couldn't give one other girl the blinky dinky.
No,
like you have
no,
to isolate her.
No. Because no.
You know, I actually wrote some notes about this.
Please.
And on the notes I wrote here, let me find. And I
pull
literally
it.
Wrote like a couple times. And let me just remember, I can't find it. Wait, let me, because it was like, I just
do
went
it.
on, and I wrote a lot. Like, I really like Elliot a lot. Like, right away, mm-hmm. I was like, I like this. She needs a friend. She needs somebody to
yes
help her take a breath. And relax, because it reads on her face how uncomfortable she is all the time.
Right.
And I'm like, she just needs a friend to be like, hey, and I kept saying like next to her, I'd be like, hey girl, you look really good. You can be funny. Like, relax, take a breath.
It reminds me of how
so tightly wound. I'm like, she needs to, like, just relax, man.
Yeah.
And I feel like nobody's her friend. And then the producers are giving her that. And they also, I hate when they give her the music of like, oh, they tell the viewers how to watch.
I
how
hate
she's
that.
Being.
I'm so
and
sick
I'm like,
of it.
Let me watch it. Don't I feel it's like stupid? Where I'm like, now I don't like this queen because you told me not to like her with that music and that edit. But I want to see.
Agree.
I want to see the whole reel.
Let me see.
Which
it,
we'll get
exactly.
to another edit later in the challenge when you do the queen with the nails. Okay, we'll get there.
The editing is crazy. I'm like, let me fucking watch the show.
Right when she walked out, they were like,
right. You're like, that she looks hilarious. Like,
and I was like, you never even gave her a chance.
It's all about story producing, though. That's like just, I mean.
Actually,
you know
I will
mean?
Go back on RuPaul's Drag Race if I can produce it instead.
Great.
Behind the scenes.
I want to see that.
Let me be on the other side, and I'll be great. I would be the best master manipulator of all the girls.
I'd
be like,
I know you and you
Elliot. Yeah, I'd be like, Tamisha, you're doing great, honey. Also, we really, you know what you should do to really stand out is like, you should really rip Candy Muse's hair off. And, yeah. No,
she
it's
is
gonna
that
be
girl.
Great.
She
yeah,
is that
I,
girl.
And I would turn
she
around and
girl.
Wink at the other producer, and they'd be like,
"She is,
is
that
she
girl.
Gonna rip her hair?" I'm
but
like,
what
yeah,
if
I got her to do it? I got her to do it.
There should be a challenge where it's like, guess what? You each get a minute unedited. We will not edit this. The challenge this week is you get a minute to do something amazing. No
unedited.
That unedited. Would, 9 minutes of TV or however many queens we got.
Well, it's even like when the girls do like the stand-up comedy.
Uh-huh.
Or like, remember they did the roast and they were roasting Michelle and everything?
Right.
Yeah.
It's always very edited. They also do a short set, but it's still edited. And then they pick the funny things to show certain girls doing. And then they cut out, you know, bad things if they want us to. And I'm just like, I watch it. I'm like, just do it unedited. Let's see the whole roast.
And then you see like a meh joke and they cut to someone losing their fucking mind. To like,
mm-hmm. Which was actually filmed like 3 hours before.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about the episode some more, but first, a break.
Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Bring back my break. Here we are. We're back. Our crystal lights are refreshed. We're feeling inspired. Ding. Send us money. Okay.
This now is peach mango green
peach mango.
Tea.
Peach mango. Oh,
that's
wow.
A lot of flavors.
I know. I was like, I'll try this one. It's my favorite.
I really
wait. That wasn't you concocting it together. That was actually what
peach mango green tea in one.
Mm.
Wow,
people are getting creative. They're sitting around. They're like, "All right, strawberry's cute, but let's try."
I'll tell you. I used to mix mango it with the liqueur. Do you ever mix with? You ever mix with liquor?
I've tried it. Like the only like a little vodka on ice with some Crystal Light. It works, but I don't like drink like hard alcohol like that. I like to sip whiskey if I'm doing hard. Drinks, but I'm not like a mixed whiskey drink girl.
She's classy. She's a classy
like,
girl.
I've never gone to a bar and said, can I have like a Malibu Babies?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not. I do that.
Love whiskey because you feel it immediately.
And it's warm and then you're wasted.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We have this crazy, silly little challenge. Bossy Rossi After Dark.
It's an improv challenge.
Improv challenge.
I was going to say, I wrote down, I was going to talk, I'm like, this is when I met Oscar and I just knew Oscar. Oscar was like the improv person. That is just like, I loved it. And he always told me, he's like, you should come by, you'd be good at this. And I never joined. You were like, come to a class, take a class.
Okay, true story. Thorgy and Amy Winters came to see me on Harold Night at UCB.
Oh, cute.
Wow.
And that was such a gag. It was so fun to see them.
Oh,
in the
I
audience.
Miss Ivy. Actually,
it was really
Ivy
fun.
She's living in the woods with her husband.
I know.
Did you see her post? Now, every day, it's like, my turnips look good this
season.
It's
wild. I mean, it looks like Ivy is truly thriving right now. Good for her.
Now she's making furniture from wood.
Shut up. Ow. I know she was like making stained glass too, right?
Yeah, and she made animation puppets. She is so creative and cool.
She does it all.
She's incredible.
Shout out to Ivy Winters. Love her.
Oh my God, that's fucking in.
Oh, and may I say, this challenge with the Ross thing, it triggered me as well. Because on All Stars, when I got eliminated, it was the next episode they did, which
was Bachelor.
Was The Bachelor, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't see, this is something that like I love to tell people that they don't know. Because we're told when we get on the show, we're told a list of looks to bring.
Sure.
But we're not told if those looks are going to be like runway
or mini
or a silly challenge. So we were told to bring a bathing suit look, and I went, this is definitely going to be a runway. Mm-hmm. So I like made this like really cool bathing suit look with like these giant prosthetic boobs, and like I brought it. And little did I know, that was when they were like, girls, whip out the bathing suit looks for this Bachelorette, the Bachelor episode. And some of the girls just were in a hot tub and didn't even wear them. So it's tough when the girls spend so much time and money preparing these looks. It would be, and if you're listening, producers, it would just be lovely to be like, don't spend too much money on this one. Just this is a silly one. But they don't. Right. So you don't, you just put your best into every look. Oof. And then, anyway, so when this happened, I was like, I would have killed this improv challenge with The Bachelor, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I was really excited to watch it. Yeah.
Wow.
It's fun. Yeah. I will say, generally, I love the improv. Okay, that's a lie. I don't love them.
I know what you're going to say, because I have similar thoughts.
I mean, there's a million thoughts I have. The first one I have is that, are all improv challenges a scam for the producers to kind of decide what they want to happen?
100%. Absolutely. Like, improv challenges are in no way improvised at all.
At all. At all.
At all.
Mm-mm, no, they have their idea.
It's like, oh, here's an improv challenge. You're this. You're here. Uh-huh. Here's your prompt. Say these words. Bye. Like, it's right. Like, well, where's the
and
improv?
And that's the whole point of improv, is that you just have to make it up on the fly.
Right.
Yeah. It just feels so structured. Roles,
yeah.
Like, crazy.
Yeah. And generally speaking, improv does not like story. Or you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's about the behavior. It's what we all laugh at. We don't need the story. It's like, you're gay, but you're straight. But then also you lied. It's like so complicated.
Right.
Which one of these would y'all pick if you had to be in one of these little scenelets? Like, would
you got to remind me. It was, you had imaginary pregnant boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a mother.
Escape from Mimology.
Mm-hmm.
Former teen queens.
It's the sister school to Vibology.
Fuck off.
Vibology.
Also, it's interesting to me that they did... A group of three, and then two groups of two.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When really it would have made sense to have three groups, three, three, and four.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is when it's like, what were you guys doing when you're like, oh, and you guys are going to be in a two group to see how you guys do and see how we can edit that. Right. And I was just like, why weren't there just four people? But whatever. I actually liked Candy Muse and Simone. Mm-hmm. Right, Simone?
That would have been
fun. Yeah.
And they were like, what was their storyline? It was like,
they were
prostitutes from that
simple life.
They were like
kind
teen
of
moms or 16 and pregnant has-beens that are now getting back together.
Simone was so good. She was so good. Oh, and she kept whipping out her candles.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
And she goes, and she like, yeah. And then my head. What did she say? My mugshot when I got arrested. And they called me pathetic. And now I have a candle called Pathetic.
Yes.
And it's available. I'm like, yes. But was she given those candles?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They had to get it somewhere. Like, maybe she was like, I need candles.
Did she write those words on the candle? I mean, who knows?
You must be able to ask for a couple props, right?
That would have been good when I asked for a crow and a thing with Stevie Nicks.
And they said no.
They couldn't. No,
oh,
but they built Ben de la Creme a giant suitcase with an umbrella on a table. But they couldn't get me a crow from Michaels. Got it. Okay.
But they said, you're crazy. They said, you're fucking crazy.
I'm not bitter, and I would love to come back.
I don't think about it much. I don't think about it at all.
I mean, and your political, also the political ad was such a setup where they were like,
oh, I know. That was so
messed up.
Justice for Thorgy. Hey, let's bring that
justice,
back.
Please.
Well, I'm just really big on like, if you're going to judge me on a project like that, it's like, let me edit it because I filmed it. Mm-hmm, and then I gave all the footage and I knew how I wanted it edited to be funny because I'm a funny person. And I know that's when you, when I look over to the left, that's when you edit it. Mm-hmm. And they edited it and I went, that's not funny. When I watched it, I went, that's not funny. And they're like, yeah, it's bad. And I'm like, but I didn't edit it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with Stevie Nicks. I didn't write that. I didn't record it. Uh-huh. And I didn't choreograph it. So what was I being judged on?
Right.
Because I look great.
Yeah. I mean, and you gave Stevie Nicks. You were doing like, what she does. Like, very well, much.
I didn't write really that. Weird. I didn't record it. And I didn't choreograph it.
Yeah. All done. Right. But okay. She's not bitter. She's not bitter.
She's not bitter. She's not bitter.
I haven't thought about it.
She's not bitter at all, you guys.
So these hoes...
Yeah, oh, wait, who else did you guys like? Who else did you like? Yeah.
I mean, I think the imaginary boyfriend one had a lot of funny moments. I think it's funny fucking the air. I think that's just funny behavior.
The mime thing for me was the funniest. It's like anything to do with silent clown work. Like, that's so funny. And, you know, I got to say, shout out to Olivia for taking a big shot. Because I would have immediately been like, oh, Utica, duh. You're like an actual clown.
She would have killed that, too, because she really
is. She definitely
is
would
like-
have. She's so physical. Yeah. She would have been so great.
So that's
and she set
be
herself
her
up being like, yeah, I'm a professional improviser and blah, 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 blah. And then I like that Olivia actually said in the confessionals, like, okay, girl, well, let me do this part because you're apparently this brilliant improviser. You should be able to do any role that's given to you, sweetie. And I was like,
hey,
yeah.
That's true.
Ooh,
yeah.
You kind of put your foot in your mouth. But can I just say, we're talking a lot about Olivia and Utica Queen. But who ran that scene for me was Gottmik.
Agree. Fully agree. Oh, Mono's getting, what's happening there?
I choked because I agree okay? so much.
Wow. He's truly gagging.
I loved it. It was a specific. I'm gagging. It was specific, which is very rare
patient,
in a drag race
patient.
Acting challenge. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
it was
sat
great.
Back and like ran the whole, she was the head bitch in charge of that
she
whole
was.
Thing.
Totally.
She was dictating. Oh, yeah. And then she ran. Oh, and then she stopped up for some ice cream. Of course, yes. Of course, you need some ice cream. Okay. And then, oh, she's running again. And, you know, it's just what. And I'm like, I believe you right away. You are.
Yeah.
So good. Gottmik was the winner of
the Here's the thing. It's like Gottmik for me, when I first started watching the show, I was like, Gottmik is a front runner. Obviously, she's going to be in the top three or four. And, but I was like, I don't know if her sense of humor is there because she's like a look queen.
Yes.
But after this episode, I was like, yo, I think maybe Gottmik has
she's sassy,
the full
sassy.
Package maybe.
Yeah.
I think she's fantastic.
I mean, Simone obviously does already. She showed that from day one. But Gottmik is like really
not coming, only like, looks great attitude and funny.
And
on top of it is changing the whole game because there's this whole other thing that doesn't need to, they could have produced it being like, oh, we're going to exploit this.
Let's push them in
because, they have this story to tell everyone about acceptance and gender and all this stuff. But without that, Gottmik is an incredible queen and performer and funny and smart. And I'm like, you can, you know, change your body in any way you want to, Gottmik. You got my vote.
Totally.
They'll
make him cry in the confessional. Don't worry. Like,
yeah,
they're not
there's
done.
There's still a lot left.
We're
for
waiting
Gottmik,
for that. Yeah, we're waiting for that episode. Yeah. Gottmik's like, it's been really hard.
And they're like, give us your tears. Also, okay, why is Lala Ri having so much more fun with her workroom version of Maury than the one on the set? That really
Lala
bummed
Ri
me out.
Is so interesting to me because she is, her talking heads, her confessionals are, I want to say, one of my favorites ever of all time.
Attitude,
she's so funny. God, she's so funny and brilliant. And then it's, listen, that resonates with me because I know what it's like to choke on camera.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God,
and
you're terrible on camera.
And I think Lala Ri does that.
God, you're Excuse bad.
Me? Excuse me?
I wasn't going to say anything.
I can say that. You can't say that. I can say that about me. You can't say that about me.
It's just criticism. I just want to give you
constructive. I said what I said, little girl.
I just want to give you constructive criticism, which is that you should never be on camera for all of our sakes.
Ever.
No, I really do agree that, like, you're like, it's so weird how, like, you can be your best self kikiing with your friends, and then a camera shows up, and you're like,
Yes. But yeah, Lala Ri was just being drowned out by Rosé and Denali. They were so fucking loud and extra.
Have you also talked on amongst yourself about all of Lala Ri's incredible drag looks?
I mean, the paper bags. Yes. We gag over the paper bags.
Girl.
Yeah, she has some really rough
like
rough
one
ones.
Bag taped to her chest.
I know.
See, that shit was stapled on and the staples were coming off.
And an underwear.
And then,
with a big smile.
And then this week on the runway, she decided to wear Tempest Dujour's nude bodysuit with a couple beads on it.
Also, I will say, this is the best she has ever looked.
You
screaming!
Shut up! Wait, we'll get
you're
there.
You're laughing. I am serious.
She's serious.
I am. It's not even funny. I'm like, this is the best you've ever looked.
No,
Tempest Dujour.
No,
that's fucking Tempest Dujour.
That's so mean.
With the crabs.
Wrinkly ass suit and season 7.
Was it like seashells hanging off of it or something?
Something.
It was like a heavy crab.
I don't know.
On her crotch. No.
Fucking crabs.
No.
Okay, wait. Let me yell y'all about the rest of the acting. Tina and Elliot get a very suspicious edit as well. Tina was having the most fun in this acting challenge. Yeah. And they
she
didn't
was
really.
Funny.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because I'm not a huge Tina Burner fan. But she was really giving me, I mean, listen, she's managing to still sneak in our, oh my God, her, listen, honestly.
On the runway, let's just be happy she didn't wear red and orange.
I know.
When she came out and I was like, thank you for that.
Yes, we still got the wig.
It's a little too much. And you know what? I have known Tina Burner for 10 years.
You have, yes.
And I'll never, like her look to me was like, you know, she wore like a brown wig most of the time for years, right? Mm-hmm. And she always had such a great body. Her padding was always right. Big ass platform, chunky things, and like a leotard that always fit her right. Mm-hmm. And then like whatever she could throw on to do costume changes on top of it. And she would give a show for 5 hours. She would do Chicago. She would, you know, and I would watch her do the show. I'm like, you're a great entertainer. And now it's like this, I don't get this whole fire where that came from.
Mm-hmm. She's like a Fire Island queen. Like she,
but
performs
she
a lot.
Used
of
Used to wear
Island.
All these different things, and now it's like once she, I don't know.
She
I
was found like, her thing, and she, yeah, I she needs so. To diversify.
And I was like, okay, well, now you put yourself in that, you know, ketchup and mustard, and you have to wear ketchup and mustard now, girl.
It's not great. Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's not. I'm not in love with the color palette.
You know, here's what I'll say, Thorgy. She wasn't wearing ketchup and mustard, but she was wearing relish to the runway.
Okay,
that green ass look.
That was chopped.
Also, she walked out and I was like, oh, Mardi Gras beads. I get it. And I liked it. And then it was like she walked halfway through and I liked it right away. And then she did that reveal that wasn't a reveal. And I went, oh, now I don't like this look. She could have just stayed in that. And I think she should have actually just come out with the tits out, because that was like the whole thing, like, oh, you're flashing your tits and like Mardi Gras, but that
but
other...
then it wouldn't the look wouldn't have any beads though.
Weren't they just cascading all down? Oh, and then the nipples, oh my, it was just so over defined.
Yeah, the breasts were just, the beads.
There's so many things going on, girl. There was a lot going on.
Well, I mean, look, we'll talk the main stage. The only thing I need to say before we do that is our workroom moments happen. Elliot's feeling ignored. That sucks. Elliot opens up about her clinical depression. That was very brave. And
Tina's like consoling her, which is like interesting because Tina's not that queen.
She's not that queen.
Wow, Oscar, tell us how you really
I can't be the only one frustrated with Tina Burner. It's not that I don't like her, it's that she's frustrating to me. I'm not the only one that thinks that.
No, you're not alone. I'm with you. I want a little bit.
She's a lot.
I'm ready
she's
to see her bust out.
Also,
I just would like
we,
more.
We knew this, that she dated Graham Norton.
Yes! Isn't that crazy?
Did you also know that she dated Carson Kresley?
Wait.
No. Thorgy, what? You can't be giving us that tea as you're sipping tea.
Wait.
Crystal Light. Mango peach green tea, honey. Get the tea. Where's the tea?
Crystal Light. 5 calories, full flavor. What? What?
You didn't know this?
No.
When did this happen?
After Graham Norton? Yes.
Wow.
So she has a tie. Next to, Yeah, I sat judgy next to gaze. Carson Kressley in New York during Tina Burner's Barracuda Star Search show that she took over after Chiquita. And she wanted me as a special guest judge. And I went, okay. And she goes, yeah, and it's you and Carson. And I was like, cool. I love Carson. I love, love Carson Kressley. You guys don't.
No.
Oscar doesn't.
I didn't say nothing. I can feel it.
No, it's just Oscar is the Carson Kressley of this podcast.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, got it. So I sat next to him and Tina just blurted out like, oh yeah, girl, we used to date. I'm like, what? Give me all the deets. And she's like, yeah, we just like dated. Now we're good friends, but we dated. And I was like, okay.
Wow, interesting.
Which, by the way, may we jump just for a second just to make a shitty comment. UK.
Yeah.
I literally, after Tina Burner stopped going out with Graham Norton, I think Graham Norton started dating Tia Coffey. And that is the only reason she's still on the show.
What?
Either that or I want to know Tia Coffey's rich parents and how much they work for the BBC and how much they paid to get her on that show.
And
what Thorgy is that girl
said
doing?
What she said.
I can't know.
Are you?
I will but not allow you to talk shit about my girl Tia Coffey on this good day. No.
I think Tia Coffey is keeping her spot. By being as hilarious as she is.
This could be another hour of me talking. Like, what is wrong with you? I feel like, am I alone in this?
We are going to fight today.
I think she's falling in the bottom.
A single second on the screen, I'm just like, nope.
No, you think she's funny, though? You think she's funny?
No. Completely unfunny.
Really?
She's lost her mind.
Boring, always looks bad. And you know what? I'll say this. If I met the girl, I will probably like you a lot. I need to, like...
Yeah, you'd love her.
I find something to like about her. But on a show that you go on national television and you like are competing to look the best and be the best drag performer, TV personality, I am judging her that way. Mm-hmm. She pales in comparison. She is an embarrassment to the BBC.
Oh my God.
I think she is an incredible strong personality and hilarious
so
queen.
Wrong.
You're both wrong.
The and internet's going to let you
and
know.
I have
you're wrong.
No!
I think our time has come.
I do love this conversation. I mean, look, it's drag.
Let's get back to the U.S. Sorry.
Let's do it. Main stage. Rue comes out in this amazing Marilyn red stunner moment. I love it.
You mean the same dress that Chi-Chi Duvain wore down the runway?
Truly, for Bitch Perfect.
Ooh.
And they were like, it's a little basic.
By the way, and she wore it backwards and she didn't know?
Wait, what?
Chi-Chi wore it backwards?
She wore the dress backwards, and she didn't know. And she was like, girl, I love Chi-Chi. God. She was like, girl, I didn't know I wore it backwards.
Are you telling me Chi-Chi the comebacked herself and wore the dress backwards?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What?
And they both wore sneakers under that train, so it's all right.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. I think there's something in the crystal light today.
Truly.
There's something
So this runway, whatever, Rue looks incredible. And just so you know, we're the only Drag Race recap podcast on the internet, and we chirp and burp our looks here. So chirp them if you love them, burp them if you're not so plussed.
Chirp it like a burper like a...
Chirp it like a burper like a chirp it like a burper like a... I mean, you've got to live for that
back
moment. This category is beating... Oh my God. You squirking like a. Okay, this runway is beat it. We're beating it. Let's say. But
it's squirking like
a. I can't stop it!
Oh,
stop.
Oh. All right. Okay, all right.
Denali comes out as Sia's chandelier, and she says, I've been obsessed with lamps ever since I was a little baby boy.
Just what the
one
hell?
Of the gayest
that is a gay
sentences.
Kid.
That's
was
when
the
producer
kid.
Asked, you have to say something about it.
Uh-huh.
They probably said, how about when you were a little boy, you liked lamps? Oh, okay. When I was a little boy, I loved lamps. That explains this dress. You know, the producer.
Right, and any trauma? Any trauma with chandeliers? Were you attacked by a chandelier, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about Denali in the challenge. She... She really just fade. Where? Who? What? Oh, she was also pregnant with an imaginary.
She was also pregnant.
Person.
I thought she was funny.
Yeah, now that I think funny. About it, I was like, okay.
But here's what I think. I mean, when it comes to foreshadowing, like Denali got red for filth when they told her she was forgettable in the library challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which is how the show is making us think. Like, yes, there, Denali is you. A. like lip sync assassin, mm-hmm. and she's gonna last a while, but she's already got that fate sealed because of
unless
the producers.
She comes from behind,
girl.
You never know. She won
why are you
the
brand
she
new?
Won a challenge.
Why, Mana, why are you acting brand new? It's like you've never seen the show before.
She couldn't velour her way
why are you
to
acting
the end.
Brand new?
Why are you acting brand new?
So okay, do you chirp or burp this look? I think it's. I like it. I'm gonna chirp
you
it.
You know, here's what I'll say. I mean.
I'm going to chirp it as well. I like it.
Yeah, she looks like she could be a Pokemon trainer.
Mm.
She does look like a
like
crazy
all
cartoon.
Her looks, yeah. All her looks to me are like Pokemon trainer outfits, and this one adds to like, because I'm a Pokemon freak, so like
yeah.
all of the lamp, there's a lot a lamp type Pokemon. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, do you like Pokemon?
Okay, Thorgy, shut the fuck up.
Y'all there's lots of lamp type Pokemon. What do you mean?
Yes, there are.
What do you mean? Like there's like ground type and rock type and lamp type? What are you saying?
Well, there's ghost type that look like lamps, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Ghost and she type. Looks like that kind of trainer.
So what's the younger Gengar? She kind of looks like that. Ghastly?
Let's just move on because...
Is this from the Slytherin family?
What the hell?
No, y'all, that's not no. it. I love how... I'm getting dragged for not having enough Pokemon knowledge because in this world, you're cool for knowing more about Pokemon.
Listen, I never claim to be cool, okay? I'm as lame as they come, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, it's a chirp. Is it a chirp or a burp for you, Oscar?
Chirp. It's a chirp.
Yes.
Okay. She looks like a Pokemon trainer. It's a chirp.
Work. Rosé giving you Tinker Bead, Tinker Bell, Light Bright.
I thought this was so cool.
Yeah,
I did too.
It was so well done, well executed. And yeah. it took a second to be like, beads, all right, beads, beads. And it was like those like craft beads.
Totally.
Gorgeous, yeah.
That you like make, and then the little earring was like, oh, and then I'm going to give you earring beads. And they're all laid out like origami. And I was like,
yeah.
This is cool. This is cool.
And it frames her body so well. It's
it was
such
also
an interesting silhouette.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
It was stunning. And it looked
her
very
was
hard
right.
to make.
Yeah.
It looked yes. so hard to make.
Because Rosé is like not necessarily like a look queen by any stretch of the imagination. But this okay. one, I think it's her best look.
It's great.
She's not a look queen by any stretch of the imagination.
I mean,
you couldn't just say she's not really a look queen. No, by yeah. any stretch
you
of
had
the
to go
imagination.
Further.
Don't you dare give her credit for being a look queen.
You had to go really far.
Don't you even dare.
Oh my God, y'all.
She
like,
was
y'all,
down in the hole.
Y'all seem to have forgotten her look last week because...
Okay, I
well,
did
she,
not like
she likes
that.
She likes to wear a lot of LeMay ruffles and what
why?
Is she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
she
my
looked
question
like
is
a
why?
Wonder Bread sandwich and last week. That was a little weird. That wasn't great.
Well, it doesn't compare to Tia Coffee and that ice cream cone.
Oh my God, you are a hater. You're a hater. Let's move on. Let's move on.
I don't
want to
see any motherfucking ice cream cones on my runway, okay?
Can we see?
Oh, she was so mad.
I don't
want to
see no motherfucking H&M on my runway.
She was so mad. I don't think I've ever seen her that mad.
Never. I was like, this is so
awesome.
So mad.
It was great. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a chirp for Tinker Bead. Okay, Lala Ree. We already said she's wearing this Nolan's beads look, but she's wearing it
girl,
on
it
someone else's body snatched body. What do we think?
It was ripped.
In comparison to how she has looked.
That's the orgy.
Really?
In every look, this is a super chirp.
Wow. Did she
this
have
is
any?
A super booper chirpy burpy.
She had the snake look that was so great. I love that snake look that she had.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Why don't I really
Oops.
Snake
wow. wow. Liar. Pants on fire.
She does have some rough looks, and I feel like we did see this look before, and I think this wig, like, completely drowned
Lalloed
her.
Yeah.
She looks
yeah.
like a Pokemon.
yeah, there we go. There we go. And that Pokemon
if
is called...
If Denali's a Pokemon trainer, Lala Ree is a Pokemon.
Right? And she did not choose her. Unfortunately, she is still in the ball.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Okay. Got Mick. Well, that's a burp. It's such a burp.
It's a universal burp.
Got all Mick right, giving us this red mod anal bead thing.
My God.
Well, when she walked out, I said, Latrice Royale already wore this.
Right. I couldn't help but remember that.
That's all I did. I mean, do you remember Latrice Royale and that latex, that rubber yeah. gown with the thing, the beads that came off her head?
Yeah, the
I thought
blue it was so purple cool. thing. Yeah.
So different for Latrice. I thought it was so cool. Mm-hmm. And then when she walked out, I was like, this is the same designer. Got yeah. it. Also, Gothic looked incredible.
Makeup is great. Makeup,
wow.
It's just the first thing I thought was, it's already been worn.
Yeah. Mm.
Also, why have we not mentioned how Olivia and Candy Muse wore the same
hair?
Wig?
Oh
was
my
that,
God.
That seemed like a shared wig.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
I'm sorry, sorry.
Okay.
And nobody said anything.
We're not there yet.
Okay, so it's a chirp. Got makes a chirp, even though it's like whatever. The makeup, the red eye makeup curled into her cheeks was incredible.
Very cool. Chirp.
Okay, now we're at Olivia as Punky Blackster.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, Olivia is Ms. Jade Down.
Yes! Yes! Okay.
Talk to me.
Shout out to Ms. Jade, a New York queen.
Right?
We know
Brooklyn queen. She is incredible. She teaches hip-hop aerobics.
Yes,
and her thing is step your game up and sex your frame up. With me.
Oh.
And she teaches online class. She's incredible. Such a good queen. But when I saw
Oh my
Olivia,
God,
I was
couldn't
like,
wait to talk.
Thank you, Oscar.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Oscar. Yes. I knew I that was
Let's
for
talk.
Oscar. Because that is a drag sister of ours that we've known since
yes.
college.
Forever. College. We went to college.
And she's incredible. Yeah. But when she got on Olivia, I was like, this girl
That's
smiles. It
That's
looks
Miss
like Miss Jade. It has the same voice.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything about
Here's the thing. I think
it pisses
Miss
me off.
Jade has a little bit more bite. Like, I think Miss Jade's a little more, like, snappy.
Like, oh, excuse me? No.
Right. She'll call shit out.
She'll come for you. Yeah.
But Olivia's, like, the nice version
She's
of Miss
She's more lovely
Jade.
And passive.
Right.
But, yeah.
but they are so... Their drag aesthetic is exactly...
Everything. The looks, the way... And just her face. It's just, like,
Y'all need to follow Miss Jade on Instagram. Y'all need to become Miss Jade fans.
Miss Jade.
Tell her,
M-I-Z. Miss Jade.
Okay.
Tell
the queen
her Oscar and Thorgy Thor sent y'all because y'all need to get into this queen.
Okay.
But let's talk about her wig, though. Let's talk about her wig that she told from Candy Muse, and she was wearing it down, and it looked cool.
Well, it's a shared
it
wig,
great.
Though, for sure, right? There's no way they both thought this.
It was never
was
talked
it the
about.
Same or was it similar?
No, it's
I have
shared.
To pull up side by... Do you think she just borrowed it from Candy
I think
Muse?
This is the new... Remember on season 11 where Akira's wig was floating around the workroom from different heads? This is
right,
that
right.
wig now, and now I want to see
so,
it come back.
It's very bizarre how they did not address it on the show
Exactly, especially with such a wig that's like so great. It was such a cool hairstyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when it's that memorable, you can't repeat it on another girl and then expect not
this
to
early.
Be red. And then she won.
Well, I think that's, and that's kind of speaks to like no one killed both. Like no one like killed the challenge and the runway. So they were like, I guess Olivia, you can win. It wasn't that, like.
Maybe it was like. Eh.
Yeah, it wasn't to me. No one was like, wow.
Also, where were
you
her
won
beads?
Both, yeah.
I guess in the hair. I guess those little hair
It
beads.
Was in her, in the skirt. It was in uh-huh. the skirt too. There was some beaded detailing in the skirt.
So
I mean, it
cute.
Wasn't like pronounced. It was very low.
It's
low
cute,
key.
But she won a challenge.
Oscar, she was not wearing beads on any stretch of the imagination.
Oh,
and
Lord.
She won a challenge.
This stupid bitch.
She won a challenge wearing flats. I mean,
she did.
I mean, is Layla McQueen turning over in her season 8 corpse bed?
Oops. Yes. Who, by the way, just texted me like an hour ago.
Wow.
This like weird
Layla.
This weird meme. Like it's one of those stupid memes, and some of them are really funny. It made. No sense. I didn't even write her back because I was like, "Did I miss?" Oscar, I'm gonna text you.
Yeah,
and
send
you,
it to me.
You tell me.
And
what
I'll send it
means.
To Mono.
Something about mustard. It's like let's
sure.
add mustard to the shopping list, and then you see the guy with mustard smeared on his shopping.
Well, because
list
you love mustard, Thorgy. That was your thing.
All right, well, it's not funny.
You don't remember that you said that?
I was like, okay.
Well, fuck her drag. But I'm sure she's really glad she texted you now. You're dragging her ass on a podcast.
Yeah, we hate her. I hate y'all. Don't send me any more memes. Oh my God.
It's a chirp, but she won wearing Keds, which is crazy.
I loved it. I loved it. It's a chirp for me.
Utica.
Even though it's the same wig. Ugh.
It is the same wig. Utica giving us Blood Bride with her teeny hair. I like this.
I liked it too. She took beads and then went like a whole different concept. Like, I'm going to be a bloody bride. Mm-hmm. Why not? Yeah. Be creative. She never disappoints. Also, she didn't win for the, I'm trying to remember, the sleeping bag look, right?
Right, which is
no,
criminal.
No, she didn't.
Win. I was like, that was in criminal.
Yeah.
I was like,
that was
yeah.
That was criminal.
That was fucked
criminal.
Up.
Criminal. I was like, that will go down. This is incredible. Anyway.
That'll go down as a big mistake. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And now she's like in vogue with that outfit, by the way. True fact.
Good. I mean,
yeah. She's posing
she's
in
a fashion
vogue
designer.
In that outfit because they were like, girl.
Yeah. She's got a career. She's great.
She's great. God bless her. We know. Mm-hmm. Okay, Candy. Candy giving
stunning.
Us
stunning. Oh, in the hat.
Stunning.
With the beads.
Stunning.
Yeah, she's wearing the last hat that ever existed. Yeah, this is
it
incredible.
Just reminds me. God, what was that queen in Tu Wong Fu when I used to watch it when I was like 9 years old?
Mm.
And they're all there, like they're all on the. She's got style. She's got grace. And then that queen, right, with that hat.
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
Any gay kid said, "I want to be that one." Yeah. Right, and she had those weird lips, like painted like a Joker.
I need to look.
And she was just
old
school. And I'm like that, and that's what Candy Muse was giving me. I'm like, this is like a nod to a memory of me as a kid. Like, this is glamour with a stupid hat.
Yeah.
And she wore it well and she carried herself right.
Carry herself right. And little titty jewels that look incredible.
And showing off that body. It's like,
so good. So good.
Also,
and
that's one thing about Candy Muse that I kind of like watching is when Rue is like checking in. Like, Rue's like, why do you always wear these like tiny poom poom shorts all the time? Because I like showing off my body. Good for you.
She looked incredible. Her skin looks incredible. This is big. Candy, this might be a caca. It might be a caca.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the way above.
Caca!
So it's a chirp. It's a caca.
A chirp. A chirp, chirp, chirp from me.
Okay, speaking of leveling the runway, Simone. Bye.
Bye,
everyone. Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm exhausted by Simone's amazing. I'm tired.
And then the look on her face that she knows it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm sold. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, fuck, you win.
Her name.
And then when she turned around, it was like the beads, like over her hair. It was so interesting, but like, and just her heritage, just to bring it like, I'm wearing African beads and I'm representing, and her beautiful skin looks like glowing every single time. God. Whatever treatment she gives her, she's always just like this glowing,
glossy, beautiful
black
woman.
Goddess. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you are incredible. Incredible.
I know. The true villain of season 13 is her ruining ruining the chances of us thinking anyone else could possibly win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, thanks a lot, you bitch.
Yeah.
My question is, I wonder if she will ever fall. I wonder if she will ever have to lip sync for her life.
Maybe.
I don't think so, but.
What if she can't make over someone?
Fall.
Yeah.
She would pull season one?
Akasha.
Well, thank you. Remember when she like spun around?
Yeah. She landed it.
Oh, Simone would do that. She'd be like, mm-hmm. Like,
she would.
You know,
she would.
Maybe the makeover challenge, though, will get you. That'll get anyone. They're like,
that would.
This week, you have to make over mole people. Yes, mole people. And she's like, I can't do this. I don't know how to fucking do this shit.
They're mole people.
They're mole people.
What did you say your name was? Oscar?
Oh, that's cute that you think they would let you on TV. That's really adorable.
Okay. The amount of disrespect I get on a daily basis from Mono.
Okay, Tina's giving us Fat Tuesday slot. We already talked about this, but is this officially a chirp or a burp?
Burp.
That's hard for me. No, I don't like it. It's a burp.
Thank you.
It's a burp. I don't like it.
But like, I like the idea of Mardi Gras. Nobody did Mardi Gras. That was kind of cool.
Right.
But the execution.
It was just too many things, too over-designed or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was like to the reveals and then the boob. I was just like, there's a lot going on. So I don't know.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And finally, Elliot giving us the okay Gatsby.
I thought she looked gorgeous.
Shit, bitch. What did you just say?
I said...
Because I think she looked great Gatsby to me.
Oh, really? I thought it was... fine Gatsby.
What? You thought it was good Gatsby?
I thought it was good Gatsby.
Damn, I thought it was great Gatsby. It's the best she's ever looked.
Yes.
Her makeup, her hair, everything was on point. The way
dress
that it fit
was made
her body.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Her legs look gorgeous. And also, this is just something I just really like Elliot. I just want him to have a friend on the show. Like,
it's to
help him feel more like likable. He's like, tough to like him on TV. And
Elliot's
it's not all
lovely.
The edit.
He's too tense, right? You said
all
it
all the time.
You're
Elliot's a big Las Vegas performer. He's a Vegas girl.
Right.
So, but even on the runway, when they all stand there and he is like poised, you know, hand on the hip, like at attention, mm-hmm. with the beveled foot in the front.
Yep.
And stood there, and probably stood there for 10 hours during the judging mm-hmm. and didn't move. Like, that's Elliot
you know,
to me.
You know how long bevel. It is. You know how long.
Me and Bobby used to talk about this when we would be standing up there during the judging. We're 10 hours we're up there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and in heels, too?
And in heels.
Unreal.
And
girl.
We would rotate our weight. On one shoe and then the other. And most of us took off a shoe and just would stand in one shoe and pretend we were wearing the other one. And then rotate to
awful.
The other. We talked about that. Bob was like, my feet.
That's like church in heels. That's like hell.
And it's easy. Like, you know me, Oscar, when I was like, I worked 6 nights a week. I was notorious. And this is what everyone in New York was always like. Dorjee will be out in drag forever. For 15 hours.
Wow.
And I would never tire. My feet wouldn't hurt. I don't know. I'd be in heels. And so
you would
fling
yourself across the room. You would fall.
Yeah,
all night
because I'm moving. But when you're standing in one spot, your feet settle into these heels and the front of your feet now are doing this and the shoe.
Oh. It's like a fucking Survivor challenge. You're just
so
like,
every time they're standing there, I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, they're really there for 8 hours. Like, really?
That
like,
sucks.
Really? It's a Survivor challenge, exactly.
That fucking sucks. But I do want to echo that Elliot's great and lovely and sweet. And
no, you don't.
We've talked
don't
to her.
Don't lie to these good people.
I said about her. Look, but she is super sweet. She listens to the pod. So
we love you, Elliot, with two T's.
We really do adore her. She's funny, interesting, a great dancer. She's the whole package. I just didn't love this as much. But I'm alone.
You know what? I would love to see Elliot on All Stars.
Oh, truly. Yeah. She'll do All Stars.
Because she does need that.
Unless she wins. I don't know.
I hope I get there with her.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
you
could be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
So, might as well say it. Olivia
and Veronica Green. And
Jay
Sibbett.
Oh, yes. I want the international season.
Coffee, bitch.
But, sorry. Let's just talk about Veronica Green when she was that dark goth person with the cake.
Uh-huh.
That challenge.
Yeah.
I thought she was genius and they ripped her to shreds. I'm like, did nobody see her? She was like throwing and she's like, yeah, I'm just like having a great time with this like rat, throw a rat on there. I was just like, she needs a good teammate. She needs somebody to be just as good as her.
I definitely thought
sister was disgusting and then threw her under the bus. And I'm like, oh no.
I did think that was horseshit about the UK this year.
I'm like,
Think that was bullshit. I'm like, no, there's no such thing as bad partners.
Yeah, sister,
like,
you really let me down.
I know,
exactly.
I know. Sister, yeah, that was weird.
Like, did you give me one edit where you did something good?
Yeah.
You were watching Veronica the whole time.
Ooh. Stupid. No, I don't think she did the worst, though, but whatever.
No.
This is crazy.
No, not at all.
Okay,
all
the lip sync. Lollary and Elliot in this lip sync. Why did Lollary give up?
Did she?
First of all, this song, huh? Where did this song come from, number one?
No clue.
What's the song? Sorry, remind me of the song.
A Whole Lotta Woman by Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson? Blink, blink, blink,
I don't
blink,
know.
Blink, blink. I don't know. But,
I don't know.
Hey, listen, it was a bop.
She didn't try
like
to
good
win.
Beat, like,
could you imagine Utica Queen being in the bottom two and lip syncing to this? Because she was almost there.
They knew. And that's what they knew. That's why
dressed
they didn't
as a bloody bride.
Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
Flailing her arms. She is literally like one of those what do you call it? The blow up
inflatable dolls.
The inflatable used car things. That is the queen.
That's her.
Yes.
They knew. They didn't
Which
want
Willem always
bath.
Tells me. Willem always takes pictures of those blow up things outside car lots in LA, and she'll text me. And she goes, "I ran into you today." She does it often. She thinks that's hilarious. I'm like,
oh my God, I can't believe she doesn't have a drag podcast. That's so weird to me.
I know.
So
it's just,
weird.
Her
to
and Alaska
me.
Should get together and.
Oh
do
my
something.
God, Alaska! That would be perfect. Them together would be really good.
Wouldn't that be so great? Yeah.
Okay, so wow. I did think Lalaurie like kind of gave up. Like it didn't feel like she was wanting to really win. It felt like she was like, I'll do this.
It's not so much that. I think it's because Elliot turned it so goddamn much. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, that woman left me exhausted just watching
it
her.
Like, was incredible,
I was like, yo, like her
performer.
All over the place. I loved it. Like, that's what a drag performance is supposed to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think if it was anybody else in the bottom two, Lalaurie would have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But Elliot is going to be tough to be in
I think they thought they were going to get rid of Elliot.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
And she didn't and do Elliot that bad like, in the improv challenge. This was weird to me, a little bit. I was like, I don't know. Once again, we'll never know who actually did what because of all the editing.
Of course.
Yeah.
All we know is what we saw on TV, so.
Like when I lip-synced against Chi-Chi Devane, and they edited me out completely.
Oh. No, yeah, they cut you out.
We saw you do a cartwheel at the end.
They saw
I'm not
that.
Bitter. I'm not bitter. I don't think about it.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about it.
And as usual, nothing happened in Untucked except Gottmik threw some shade towards Elliot, which was interesting. But yeah, nothing.
Are you guys not enjoying the Untucked this season?
That one episode was incredible.
The one fight was good. That will go down in infamous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's like, oh, okay. It's
we
fine.
Want blood.
Yes.
Listen, girls.
That's what the Untucks were for. That's why the Untucks were made.
Hurt each other physically.
Yes. Attack each other. Get kicked off the show or else.
Let Weapons. It be like Gladiator.
Or else you're not Weapons. Gay history. You know what I mean? Like you can't exactly. be a part of the Pantheon unless you attack. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Thorgy, you're incredible. Before I forget, tell us where we can support you, whether it's Venmo, PayPal, merch, whatever. How can we support you?
Yes. Thank you. Well, I have merch on dragqueenmerch.com. You know, all the girls have their merch up there, and I have a bunch of new options. And we just made a new illustration that I'm going to put on a little t-shirt if you want to support. Uh-huh. But if you really just want to send me lots of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Work.
My Venmo is at Thorgy Thor. Mm-hmm. My Cash App is $ThorgyThor.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can go to Thorgy.com and check out my stuff.
I love
and
it.
And follow me on everything.
Oh. Incredible. Incredible.
I just can't wait to get back to work, man.
I know.
I have so many. I had like 6 or 7 orchestras planned with major symphony orchestras that all got pushed back now to 2022.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a lot. The Kesha Cruise is happening, but that got pushed back. I was really excited about the Kesha Cruise.
Oh, I want to do that too.
And I have a UK tour coming up, but question mark.
Damn it.
Right.
Yeah. It'll happen.
So this year has been a little tough for all of us sitting in front of a computer all year.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's dumb. But
this
I'm
was a
really
pleasure.
Thankful.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh,
here.
Thank you. Me and Oscar will also plug our other podcast that's happening right now. Go watch Podcast Kill the Video Star or listen to it because it's on YouTube and Spotify. Isn't that right, Oscar?
It 100% is right. We are on a definitive quest to find the top 100 music videos of all time. Actually, Thorgy. You know my love for music videos. I know your love for music videos.
I'm gonna say Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
You know. Okay. What is it? Okay. Eartha Kitt, where she's like out of a cage, and now she's in this big white studio, and all the men.
Oh my god.
Are that, yes. Right. What is that song called?
Okay, save it because I would love to have you on the podcast to talk about that video.
To. Okay, great.
Okay,
we'll have
awesome.
You.
So check it out for a future episode. Thor will be a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram.
Uh-huh, it's so fun. You like what videos get to progress to the next level. Mm-hmm. It is interactive and it's a real... Real queer joy, I'm going to tell you.
It's amazing. It's definitely queer for sure.
And while you're at it, rate and review this podcast by going to Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Give us 5 stars. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram, where you can see all these amazing Instagram lives of us talking UK. That's it. Thanks so much, Thorgy.
Yay! Thanks for having me. Yay. I love you guys. This is
You're
fun.
Adorable. Aww. Amazing. Bye.
Bye. Stella ready to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze, it's time to drag her, time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.